I'm talking with John Shuck, who is the pastor of First Presbyterian Church of Elizabethton, and Arthur Dewey, a professor of theology at Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio. And they are connected with an event taking place next weekend at First Presbyterian Church entitled Jesus, Teller of Parables. And first of all, gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us on WETS Community Forum. And John, I'll let you start by telling about this program, just a general overview of it, and then we'll get Arthur in and go a little bit more into detail.
Okay. This is a program to bring religious, to enhance religious literacy. It's called the Jesus Seminar on the Road, and scholars from Westar Institute or the Jesus Seminar go out and offer different programs on the historical Jesus and on early Christian origins. And this is the third one that our congregation has had in the last 5 years. And this particular one is on the parables of Jesus. And Arthur Dewey and Bernard Brandon Scott are both world-ranking scholars in terms of the parables of Jesus. And so we have a lecture Friday night and then workshops on Saturday.
Tell me about the Westar Institute.
Yeah, sure. I bet Arthur would help with that. But this is an organization that says brings religious literacy scholars who have been working publicly in a public forum to bring the insights of scholarship that we've known for a couple of hundred years, but the public has often not been aware of them, and so they write in books that non-specialists can read about what has been happening in the field of theology and biblical studies, as well as doing their own kind of research and development aspect of it, of working collaboratively together to look at issues facing Christian origins.
The lecture on Friday night, which begins at 7:30, is entitled, What is a Parable? Can you give us a little bit of an overview of what this lecture will be about?
Sure. One of the things that has happened in biblical scholarship in the last 30 years is a reinvestigation of the whole understanding of parable. And this is work that's been done by scholars throughout the world, and in particular by scholars in North America. And more specifically, one of the insights that has been reached is that a parable is not an allegory. The parables are not stories told with a bottom line or with a moral. Rather, they're stories that are designed to get into your brain and do damage. They make the listener puzzled, and the person who engages with the parable must come to grips with what does it mean and how does it upset my world and the way in which I see reality. Specifically, when parables are talking about God's empire, Jesus spoke in words that were both common and yet at the same time odd. And he presents scenes which, when you think about empires and gods in the ancient world, you wouldn't think of the way in which Jesus compared them.
Now, you mentioned that he used words that were simple but yet odd. Do you have an example of that?
Sure. Think of the parable of the leaven. This is an incredible parable. The empire of God is being compared to this whole scene of a woman taking what in most translations is 3 measures of flour, and in effect, it's actually 50 pounds. And she's leavening this. She sort of conceals it. And if you were to be listening to this story, you'd hear the empire of God. Well, if I'm listening, I would assume that the empire of God is monumental, it's massive, it's masculine. It wouldn't have anything to do with a woman baking bread. And in fact, leavening bread, which in the Jewish association would have something to do with dirtiness, impurity, and indeed death. So here you have the empires being compared to a scene where a woman is doing an ordinary thing, but she's leavening 50 pounds. And what happens when you leaven 50 pounds? It goes all over the place. And so it almost becomes like a Lucille Ball scene, if people remember the scene where she's baking bread or when Ricky is cooking rice. It gets all over the kitchen. And so how in the world is the empire of God like something which is very ordinary, very commonplace, and yet it's everywhere. And that would leave people scratching their heads. And that's exactly what it's supposed to do.
Now, in the flyer that we have, it mentions that scholars are attempting to recover the irony, edginess, and effrontery of the parables. Have the parables been watered down in their delivery over the years, or has it been just sort of a lack of scholarship?
Well, it goes back actually to the writer Mark. Mark takes stories of Jesus and allegorizes them. That is to say that he wants the story to go in a certain direction, and he does a very good job of it. And then Matthew and Luke have taken the stories from Mark, and they continue this trend of allegorization. So I wouldn't say that they're watered down so much as they've been directed in a certain avenue and a certain going into a certain direction. And whereas the parables themselves are not that monodirectional. They, in fact, want to be provocative, and they're upsetting the way people see the world. I'll give you another example. This story of a man going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, most of us call it the parable of the Good Samaritan, and indeed in Cincinnati here we have a hospital named Good Samaritan, and many people take the story as a story of to do the right thing. It's an exemplary story, but in fact it's a parable. And when it was told, it was a story that really goes against the grain. First of all, it begins by the audience identifying with this man who is not very bright. He's going from Jerusalem to Jericho along a road which is notorious for robbery. He shouldn't be traveling alone, so he's a fool. And then you have a priest and a Levite who see him and pass by. Now, they do so for a number of reasons, one of which would be maintaining purity. But the fact that each one of them is alone indicates that this story is not a real story. They would have traveled with an entourage, and they would have been safe. So we're already in the realm of fiction. But since we're in the realm of fiction, we're in the realm of three. You know, you have Goldilocks and the Three Bears. The king has three sons. It's always the third son who does the right thing. Well, here, there's going to be a person doing the right thing, and that should be a heroic Jew, and that would be a Pharisee. The Jews looked up to Pharisees, and yet it's not a Pharisee. In fact, it's not even a Jew. It's a Samaritan, and he does not only the right thing, the compassionate thing, but he goes beyond belief. He takes care of this man. He cleans him up, puts him on his own beast of burden, and then gives an innkeeper the equivalent of a month's wage to take care of him. This is really shocking and unbelievable. Another way of putting it is, the parable is asking a Jewish audience, what would happen if you fall into the hands of your enemy and come out better for it? The way to understand something like that today would be to imagine what sort of person would you feel very, very uncomfortable with, in whose presence your skin would crawl? That's the person who, in fact, will do the human thing for you. That even today is shocking.
Was the intent of the parables to shock the listeners, or was it to make them think a little bit, as we would say today, outside the box?
Well, both. The personality type in the ancient world is what we call a dyadic personality, a person who lived within a group thinking and group values. And so in order to get somebody beyond that, to as you say, to think beyond the box, stories were told in order to trigger possibilities that people hadn't really imagined. And that's one of the things about the historical Jesus. We've found that this person is quite creative. He has a sense of humor. He almost has sort of a cartoonish imagination. He thinks of very big things, very small things. But he's very much aware of where people are, and he's adept at composing stories to get them to another place.
I'm talking with John Shuck of First Presbyterian Church of Elizabethan and Arthur Dewey of Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio, about the lecture that will be taking place next Friday and Saturday at First Presbyterian Church in Elizabethan. It's entitled Jesus, Teller of Parables, part of the Jesus Seminar on the Road series. The first event will be a lecture with Arthur Dewey and Bernard Brandon Scott on Friday evening. It's entitled What is a Parable? And it begins at 7:30. The following day on Saturday, October 30th, will be workshops on the history and craft of parables, Parables and the Kingdom. That begins at 9:30 on Saturday morning. Can you tell me a little bit about the workshops? What will people be studying, and who are the workshops intended for?
Well, the workshops... go ahead, Arthur.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
I would say, well, the workshops are intended for anyone, non-specialists who would have an interest in learning more about the historical Jesus, learning more about parables in particular. So it would be... you would love it, Wayne. Mm-hmm. And your listeners, those folks, I think, would be very excited about this. I think we have kind of an image of Jesus as kind of a church Jesus, and we got a halo around his head, and you know, he's sitting up in the clouds. And this is a very, I don't know if the right word, earthy Jesus, a credible Jesus, in a sense, a human being. And I think that will be, for many people, really a relief to find that it isn't about dogma and belief in certain aspects, but really here's a human being who came and told some fascinating stories and shook up the world, in a sense, with his words.
So what would be the meat of the workshop? What are people going to be taking away from the workshop?
Let's give that one to Arthur.
I would hope that they would, first of all, feel that their intelligence has been affirmed. One of the things that I've seen throughout North America is that what has been flying under the radar of most media is the fact that there are Christians and people who are affiliated with Christian churches and some who are not, who do not want to give up on their tradition, and yet they don't know how to deal with it. They don't know, they don't have the tools to imaginatively grapple with what seem to be some outlandish things or things that are incredible. One of the things that we've tried to do is to bring to bear the insights of modern scholarship, but particularly the work of the Jesus Seminar, so that people can, in fact, have the ability to reclaim their tradition and to see that you don't have to cut off your head to keep your heart. This is very, very true, and I can just have to underscore the fact that throughout North America, including Canada and all parts of the country, there are people out there who do not want to give in to sort of a simplistic reading of Scripture or a dogmatic reading of Scripture, and yet they're very curious about it, and they don't want to say that only somebody in such a way can be a Christian. I think this is very, very important. So that's one of the things that they will take away from it. The other thing is that we will be looking at the parables in depth, and we'll be doing things that are, you know, similar to what I've just mentioned. And they'll get into that habit of thought and to seeing that they can begin to detect, you might say, the voice print of the historical Jesus. And that's not a bad thing. And you then begin to see that the historical Jesus is not necessarily the Jesus of the later gospel writers, and that there are various traditions within each text. And even without Greek, believe it or not, you can begin to detect that.
Well, the time has gotten away from us. I'm sure we could talk for a long time about this, but next weekend, Friday and Saturday, at First Presbyterian Church in Elizabethan, Jesus, Teller of Parables, will be the topic of a lecture on Friday night beginning at 7:30 and of a full day of workshops beginning at 8:30, or rather 9:30 a.m. on Saturday. And how can people get more information about this, John?
Well, probably the easiest way is to go to our church website, fpcelizabethan.org. or just search First Presbyterian Elizabethton, and we'll have information on there. Or you can call the church at 543-7737, 543-7737.
I've been talking with John Shuck of First Presbyterian Church of Elizabethton and Arthur Dewey of Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio. Dr. Dewey and Dr. Bernard Brandon Scott will be part of the lecture and workshops next weekend at First Presbyterian Church in Elizabethton. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having us. Appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
Arthur, great deal, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, looking forward to it, John.
All right, I'm too.
Thank you, Wayne.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.